Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabo Kangube. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the meaning of Christmas to young people in Zimbabwe, particularly their experiences as they grow up, as well as their expectations for this year. But first, let's look at what is happening in other parts of the world. The history of black cuisine is rooted in the creativity and resourcefulness of enslaved people who transformed scraps into flavorful meals. These dishes are characterized by slow cooking, tender textures, and a perfect balance of spices. VOA's Jenia Dulot shows us how one restaurant group in Los Angeles is making this traditional cuisine healthier.
The history of black cuisine essentially is food from slavery, scraps, essentially, things that people did not want to eat. We found beauty in them, and we brought them to life. Things are going to be cooked slow. They're going to be cooked long. They're going to be cooked till they're tender. They're going to be seasoned to perfection. They're going to be spicy. They're going to be sweet. They're going to be texturally pleasing. That has nostalgia when you eat it, reminds you of home immediately. You know, these are the things that shape our food.
Our family, we grew up eating bacon, turkey sausage, eggs, and grits would be kind of the hearty part of the breakfast that will keep you full for a couple of hours.
This is our triple cheese mac daddy, which is our take on a macaroni and cheese, which is a traditionally southern dish. It's considered soul food at its core.
I still eat soul food. Are you kidding me? Mac and cheese, yams, string beans, collard greens. Oh, yeah. But, my mom, I was brought up on soul food.
Welcome, welcome. It's been a hard journey in educating, as well as educating myself about food, but then educating others from communities like my neighborhoods that I grew up in, being from South Central, understanding that you have high blood pressure, diabetes, and there are simple things that you can do to eat healthy, but it's hard for change because it's a mental thing. It's more mental than anything.
In the midst of survival, we've created this beautiful cuisine, but also have kind of fallen short on actually giving us the proper nutrients that we need, which is where I feel like I come in as a chef, providing a different perspective of what our soul food is by simply, instead of fried chicken, giving fried cauliflower. Something just as simple as that can have someone thinking, oh, wow, maybe I don't need this chicken. Maybe I don't need the fat from the chicken. Maybe I can actually have a vegetable fried. In the neighborhoods that we put our restaurants, they're food deserts, so you can't find a salad for miles. But then you put our restaurant here, and you can get a salad just here in the middle of a less fortunate neighborhood. So it's really, the mission is to create a food oasis for people to actually come and enjoy food that tastes like home, but not necessarily something that is hurting them in the long run, something that can have them feeling uplifted, vibrant when they walk out of the door, opposed to tired, sleepy. So
a 33-year-old Zimbabwean living in the USA is making a name for himself in the visual arts industry. Solomon Mahlatini, who was born in Kwekwe, Midlands Province, has raked in several awards in this lucrative business. VOA's Ivan Sininga reports.
Matlatini started showing interest in drawing and painting at Goldred College in Kwekwe, where he sold his first commercial work at the age of 12. He graduated from East Central University in Oklahoma in 2019, where he received the prestigious O'Gail Poole Travel Award, the University Director's Award, and Curator's Choice Award for his artistic works. He also featured in a book, Asta, Oklahoma, which is now part of the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. He has exhibited his works in New York, Atlanta, Detroit, Los Angeles, Oklahoma, and Washington, D.C. Matlatini says he draws his inspiration from his childhood and enthusiasm to tell his life story in paintings.
I'm a Zimbabwean-born visual artist. I specialize in painting for the most part. And right here you have my exhibition titled Retrospection, which references a lot of my childhood and growing up in Zimbabwe, and also using that as inspiration in my day-to-day living.
Matlatini says art gives him an opportunity to express himself in many ways.
I think art is a great way of expressing how we feel. It captures time. It's a great way to memorialize moments in time. And I feel now, particularly because the time is ripe for Africans to thrive and shine, and we also need to have a voice and a platform in which to show our creativity and our voices.
Most of Matlatini's work has been showcased within the USA, with the Retrospection exhibition stealing the limelight at the Africa Art Gallery here in Washington, D.C. More exhibitions and tours are in the pipeline.
So I've shown extensively here in the Washington, D.C. area, in the Dallas area, Oklahoma, Los Angeles, Detroit, New York, and a lot of other minor cities.
Matlatini's manager Peter Jones says he was mesmerized by his work, and it has been an honor to be part of his life.
Opportunity to meet Solomon when he first arrived in D.C. about 8-9 years ago, and I was impressed at the time at his energy, his drive, and his work. And what I was most impressed about was his insistence that I be his manager. And I said, okay, because I like what I see and I like what I think your direction is, I said, I'll do this.
Matlatini says he is at his best in telling the African story.
For the most part, I try to focus on identity and particularly telling the narrative of Africans in the diaspora, and also trying to show a bit of Zimbabwe, where I grew up.
Zimbabwe is no stranger to the world of art in the USA, as Hatfield Jackson Atlanta International Airport hosts a permanent exhibition that features a collection of 20 contemporary stone sculptures from 12 of Zimbabwe's top artists titled Zimbabwe, A Tradition in Stone. Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United States had a glimpse of this exhibition earlier in the year. Matlatini, who left Zimbabwe for the USA in 2011 to pursue studies in fine arts, has built a career for himself in America. He says the sky is the limit. Evans Zininga, VOA News, Washington.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe.
Makadiva tigiri nevatereri ve Studio 7.
Tinokwaisai mose nemufaro tichikushuvirai kuti muve nekisimusi negoredzva zvakanaka.
Ini ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri.
Tinave Studio 7 navatu Praxedes Jeremiah.
Hello Chris Gandhi.
Nami usithandekile Mhlanga.
Silifisela ikisimusi enhle. Nonya omusha olenjabulo.
Today, we are looking at the meaning of Christmas to young people in Zimbabwe, particularly their experiences as they grew up, as well as their expectations for this year. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by a young entrepreneur, Ishe Kwenda, a college student, Hannah Makanaka Mapisire, and another young entrepreneur, Emily Ngube. Welcome to Live Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes,
Emily, thank you.
We will start with you, Hannah Mapisire, as a young student. What are your expectations for Christmas this year? And also, you might want to just tell us about your best experiences when it comes to Christmas.
Okay, thank you so much. So, when it comes to Christmas, it's all about giving more than receiving. I feel good when I give than I receive from someone. The spirit of Christmas is all about love, sharing, and also caring. And actually, for this Christmas, I would want to spend it at an orphanage where I would be made to the kids. I spend all the Christmas holidays with family, with friends, and for this time, I would want to try something new.
Thank you. We will come to you, Emily. Looking at your experiences as a young person, kuti pa taikura paya chi chai ita kuti tinge takatarisira nguva ye Christmas kuti aiwa takuda kuti zvikoro ngazvivhare tinge tichinozorora Christmas chaizvo chataiva excited nacho tichinotarisira uyezve chichiriko here muzuva ranhasi.
Okay, but Christmas is more like every day. Almost like every day.
Chichaka chinja hapo, tingati upenyu wava nani here kana kuti urukenda uchioma zvekuti zvazvongofanana.
Ndinangoti upenyu wakachinja. Upenyu wakachinja every year before zvaive nani panguva iyoyo because we used to enjoy, we didn't see kuti there was any problem or chini nekuti looking at the food, the meal, taiona kuti it was the meal was very, very special because food yacho kushamisira and yaive zvekuti kana munhu akufunga kuti takuenda kuChristmas zvaita sekuti hamene chine chinhu hamene kuri kuendwa ikoko like compared to now food izvozvizvi takutoziva kuti zviri nani futi because asichaipi pressure yekuti my parents should buy me clothes, parents should buy me that meal ekuti inofanira kuva special, handichisiri special now zvangove like zvangove normal like in any other day. Christmas, almost like it's our birthday. The meal, the clothes, the whole banana.
Not and we have also Mr. Ishe Kwenda on the line. As the gentleman who is representing other young men, come in there and tell us what your expectations are this Christmas, and maybe also look at your experiences before and tell us which one was better, the now or the experiences back then.
Alright, my goodness. I was a good guy.
Tinotenda saka apo tingati chachinja inyaya yekuti ndiana vakubudisa bhegi here.
Ndinoona kuti inyaya yezvikonzero zvakawanda wanda. Nyaya iyoyo hwande yekuti ndiwo wakubudisa mari unyatsoona zvishuwa mari hapana. Plus inenge uchinyatsoona kuti hainyaya yengu vaditi diki. Nana January wano unenge waitambotaura nyajemasizi saka unenge wakutoona kuti ndiri kufara zvangu asi handifani kuzofarisisa ndechimechikonzero chekuti nekuti uyezve nenyaya yekuti takutarisa kuti vanhu havachanyanyi kukoshesa chikafu angonange chekudhara chikafu chainyakukoshesa mukatuzwa nhuke zvinoandara kuti koko yakudhara yaidzoyesa kana makambozvinzia mukada kutoyesa asi hatingi yangenyu yekuti vanhu vakugara vachinwa makokakola ezimaenda geni izveni panotanga gore kutyava kunopera saka I think masocieties kana ngaringoti nyika zvina zvirambi zvakangoita zvakaidhara zvimwe zvinenge zvichishanduka kana zvichinja maonero avanoita mazuve anotendererwa kana kuti mazuve emutambo izveni kukama chaihwo vanhu ndiona kuti izvo zvinezvi vanhu havachanyanya kuda futi kunyanya kuungana vanhu vangozviitira zvinhu zvavo vanhu vava too individualistic series nekutoka kuti nguva dziri kushanduka I think ndo maonero aminyangoziita.
Tinotenda apo vakwenda tidzokere kwauri Hana. Looking at all this that is happening, some people are saying it could be an issue of relationships breaking down in terms of families, where we'll see in the past where people would gather as families, extended families, but now it seems most people are no longer traveling to rural areas where they would gather before or to other places where they gather as a family. What's your view on that?
Thank you very much. Yes, it's true. People aren't going to the rural areas in order for Christmas celebrations and gatherings. I just feel like some people can't afford to go there and spend time with family. some of would want to try something different. For instance, as a young person, growing up, I've been to the rural areas, I've been spending time with my grandparents, but then right now it's different. I would want to try something else other than that, a new environment, a new experiment, probably spending it with my friends, maybe I don't get the time to, or just going to a place far away from family, just having the time, or just having time with my family, like my mom, my dad, my siblings, and not the other family included, like my cousins, my aunties, and my uncles. The older we grow, we tend to observe certain things, and that's just how it is.
Thank you there, Hannah. We have a caller from South Africa. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you? You are lingenile kuhlelo lingasichazela nje ukuthi lina ikhisimusi libona njani?
Ikhisimusi mina ngokuyibona kwami manje ikhaqathanisana semandulo la ngensuku zanamuhla. Ikhisimusi ubungumdlalo obuba kanye ngomnyaka uthakazelelwe ngendlela elamandla enhle kakhulu engela kulimazana, engela zidakamezwa, engela kubulalana. Kodwa-ke intsha yanamuhla, indlela esithokozela ngayo nesijabulela ngayo iChristmas isisiba yiliyani indlela yokuthi bayangena phakathi kwezidakamezwa. Abaningi bayalimazana, bayabulalana. So ngibona umehluko usukhulu kakhulu uma ngibheka udaba lweChristmas.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngubani lo esikhuluma laye?
Lo ngubaba uNdebele osuka eNkayi eMateme.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ndebele. Sibonga kakhulu ukuxhayisa kwakho kwabasakhulayo lapha. Yes, Emily, you heard him say the difference that is there now is that back then it was a time to come together and be joyful without any drugs that are being peddled now, without any fights where you see some people killing each other. And what's your take on this? Do you think this is a problem that we are facing now, and what can be done?
I think what you're saying now, what could be done is we should be enjoying this Christmas like what the old age used to before. So in terms of this drug, the young people that the young people are now involving themselves into, as young people, I think we should be the ones, we should be leading the older ones. If you see the new Zuma drugs, can any other celebration of Christmas, we should be celebrating Christmas in a smart way, in a safe way, whereby no one is hurt, whereby no one will be left to offer, but we should do it in a very, very, very smart way.
Tinotenda, kwenda tidzoke kwa uri apo, looking at all these issues that have been raised, we see one of the challenges that happens during this festive season are traffic accidents. Some of them, actually most of them, are being because of drunken driving, and sometimes just vanongozo kanganisa apo nepapo nekuda kwekufarisa. Ndehapi mashoko aungapa kune vechidiki tichitarisa nyaya iyoyi.
Ndinotenda. Ndinongoti kune chidiki kana kuti kuruzhinji rwese, zvakakosha kuti pakufara apa hazvina kunyanya kushata kufara, but pakuzofarisa panozova nenjodzi dzakawanda. Like zvamuri kubva kutaura nyaya dzitaona, unonyatsoona kuti tarasikirwa neupenyu hwanga husingafaninge huchirasika nekuda kwekungoti pane hazvo chaira motikari kana bhazi asina akadhakwa, abva afarisa akavaspida akatanga kuchikora kana mitemo ye yekufamba mumugwagwa. Saka ndinongokurudzira kuti kuzvidzora kunge kwakati wandei munguva ino yekuti vanhu vazhinji vanenge vachipemberera, vachifara, vachifarisa. Saka discipline chinhu chakakosha. Kune vechirungu vanozoti discipline is a great sword in life. Kureva kuti with discipline unokwanisa kutoavoida zvimwe maproblems anogona kuitika kana pasina discipline. Saka ndinongokurudzira hama neshamwari dziri mumatima menyika kuti tinge tichikoshesa upenyu hwedu uye nehwevamwe vakatikomberedza kuti zvinhu zvitiitire zvakanaka uye tibudirire pamwe chete senyika. Nekuti after season tine nyika yekuvaka, tine development, yatinoda even personal development. Saka zvakakosha kuti tinge tichitarisa ramangwana kwete kungobva tafarisa zvechinguva chidiki, because mufaro wacho ndeyenguva diki. Asi tikava nemuono wekuti tine ramangwana ratinofanira kunge tichigadzira uye tichivaka, haipfingi tinogona kufambira mberi senyika vanhu vese vakabudirira.
Tinotenda. Coming back to you, Hannah, as you conclude, just give us your words, maybe something that you would want to give to other young people. But before you come in, there is a caller on the line. Hello? Lingenile kuhlelo.
Linjani?
Siyaphila, linjani? Ngubani lo osixhume ngapi?
Igama lami ngusaphile Mzibango.
Yeah. Ngiyabonga. Ungaphosela kho lapho ungamafitshane.
Zisimusileyi koza bhada kuthokozisa ngoba izinto intengo ipha iphezulu kakhulu. Le mali esizikola zincane ukuthi sikhilise izingane. La ma-passport ngazokuthiwa akhwela imali yona le akhwelile ngayo futhi asingeke sakhona ngoba kula muntu oyiholayo leyo mali engako. Kunzima.
Hayi, siyabonga umbiko wakho laphana. Time is not on our side, so we'll just allow Hannah to come in there and wrap it up. Yes, Hannah, you can come through and wrap it up.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. What I'd like to say is, yes, we are approaching the festive season, and I'd like to encourage every young person to be responsible. Let us be responsible. There's a lot happening out there. If you're drinking, drink responsibly. Don't do every drugs, don't do anything bad. Be a better sister, be a keeping sister. Just be all behaved, but at the same time, have a good time during the festive season. And there's more in giving than receiving. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hannah. Tinenge tisina kuita zvakanaka kana tikasapawozve varume mukana wekuti vangopedzisapo. Pedzisai vakwenda.
Ndinongoda kupedzisa ndichiti kuruzhinji rweZimbabwe, kunyange nevamwe vari pasi rese, kuti patinenge tiri pakunguva yekufara, ngatifarei tichiziva kuti kufara imomo munogona kusanganikwa nenjodzi. Dzinogona, dzimwe zhinji dzacho dzinogona kudzivirirwa kana tichinge tazvidzora. Saka ndinongokurudzira hama neshamwari kuti tinge tichiziva kuti tine ramangwana redu ratinoda kuti tifambire, tinonyadza tioda kuti tifambire mugore kana ramangwana, kuti tivandidze upenyu hwatinorarama nayo uye hwenyika yedu kana zvinyika dzedu dzatinoraramira, kuti zvinhu zvipitire zvakanaka sevanhu. Saka ndinongoshuvira ruzhinji rwese kuti inge vachifara pakati munguva ino yezororo uye vachengetedze zvakanaka.
Tinotenda vakwenda. Tinoda kutora mukana uno kuti titende vese vapinda muchirongwa. Thank you for coming on the show. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.